Are you now the shorthanded specialist?
No, probably not. But that one was, it felt good. And, yeah.
Blake says you were talking up, I think, junior. You had a bunch of shorties 1 year?
Well, when you're on the ice with Drouin on the PK.
Right.
You know, we had a plan that, you know, when he got the puck, I was gone. And it worked a couple of times.
So what are you
doing? Look it up.
What are you doing out there now? Have you done it several times now? And what's the thinking of
the short,
being on the PK at the end? Yeah.
Well, I have no idea how much time was left. I've been out there at the end of some PK shifts with like 15 seconds left when they're trying to break out the puck. But I mean, I sit in the meeting every single time and I know where I need to go. And it worked out pretty good today, so it feels good.
Is the thinking to maybe take advantage of a power play that's getting tired at the end, or is the thinking more looking ahead to when it's even strength and having you sprung then, or is there any thinking like that going on with you guys?
I mean, for me on that, and what we try to do is pressure them off their breakout. You know, tries to make a seam pass, you know, in the neutral zone, and I need to step up there. And I saw an opportunity and got it, and that's the way that they want us to do it.
We saw Ben Chiarot has a pretty powerful shot with his two goals tonight. How did the one that you stepped in front of feel?
Not great, but I feel good now, and you know, it's something that you need to do. We have guys that step in front of shots like that every single game. So once in a while, I can sneak one in there.
Were you confident Blake was going to get you the puck back?
Okay, guys, coaches up.
Yeah, I talked to him after, and I kind of wanted to throw it back to him. But he made a great play. You know, I thought he was going on a breakaway first. Just kind of stuck with it to see what happens. And it worked out pretty well.